HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance to perform avoda for Him in various ways. And one of the ways that we have not had the chance to actually physically perform in almost 2,000 years is avodas hakarbanos. And Gemara tells us that Mishalma parmesvaseinu, that if we cannot actually fulfill the mitzvah of karbanos, we can compensate a little bit through the learning of karbanos. The smock. One of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosfos who wrote Sefer Mitzvot Katzar, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from the Balei Tosfos. So the Smak is introduction assumes that that's true for any area of halacha. Anytime there's a mitzvah you cannot fulfill, so you can compensate somewhat by learning those dinim. The Chafetz Chaim quotes other makaros that indicate that specifically kachim. Only kachim. If there are other areas of halacha that I can't fulfill, I'm a levi, I can't fulfill pinyan ben, so there's no solution. Focus on other mitzvahs you can do. Focus on your circle of influence. But Chafetz Chaim understands that specific to kachim, that the learning of it is not only mitzvah Talmud Torah, but the learning of it is a partial kiyum ha-mitzvah of avodas hakarbanos. That might be why there's bavli on kachim, but not on zraim or taros. Because Amaram discussed all of Shas, and over the course of the Mesechtas that we have, they discussed zraim and taros as well, but they spent more of their time, Sugish might believe the Hilchazah, they invested most of their time on the things which were nogeh l'maisa. So that's why we do not have full Mesechtas on zraim, except for brachas. Yerushalmi, you do have a drum, because they live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs that say, were relevant. In Babel, they were largely not relevant, so they did not spend as much time on drum. So we don't have full mesechtas on drum, except obviously for brachas. We do not have full mesechtas of Babli on Taurus, except obviously for Nida. But Kachim we do have, not just for Chulin, Kachim we have for every mesechta. So I believe the Chafetz Chaim himself makes that suggestion. That the Amorai Bavel spent as much time on Kachim as on Moed Nashim Zikin, because it is Nogei L'maisa, because learning Kachim concept is not only a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but it's actually a partial key on mitzvah Osar Karbanos. So that's the schus that we have right now. The schus we have right now, Psachim Bechal, those that we're learning broadly in Psachim, so we have 5 out of the 10 Prakim are Kachim. And right now, already on Daf Gimel, we have the opportunity to begin yesterday a little bit of introduction to the world of Kachim. We spoke about the Dal Avodas Hadab, Shrita Kabbalah Halacha and Zrika. Those are the Avodas, they're Ma'akim in the carbon. Without them being done properly, they're not Yotze the carbon at all. You're going to have to bring a new carbon. Unlike other steps, such as Achilas Habasar or Hakravas Emurim, which are part of the mitzvah, you're mechuyev to do them, but if you didn't do them, the carbon is still kosher. Generally, with exceptions, but generally, the carbon will still be kosher. Generally, achilas abasar, achilas hedyot or achilas gavoa, I mean, the human beings eating the basar, whichever human being is supposed to eat the basar, achilas gavoa, I mean, the hakravas emur el gavi izbeach, so that's part of the mitzvah, you have to do it, but generally, it's not ma'akev in the carbon, the dal avodas hadam are. And we spoke specifically about the difference between kachim kachim and kachim kalam. And the differences cover both. The differences begin, as we saw in the Mishnayos, with the mako, the part of the azar which is kosher for the dal avodas hadam, shchita kabbalas hadam. The kachim kachim is only betzafen. The kachim kalam can be betzafen or bedarim, the right side or the left side. And we spoke about who eats the basar hakarban, whether it's only zichrei kuhuna or tahar Jews in general, and where you eat the basar hakarban, is it only in the Azara or Yerushalayim? And those two differences speak to v'achlua samasher kupar behem. Those two differences speak to the fact that by chatas and asher and mincha, by the kachim kachim, the achilas habasar itself is a chelak li'avoda. That's a chelak of the kaparas hakarban. That's why it requires zichrei kuhuna. That's why it requires Azara. And then finally, the last difference, and that's that the last of the four major differences between Kachim Kalam, Kachim Kachim, and Kachim Kalam, the last of the four major differences is the focus of our sugya, and that is moving from who eats and where you eat to when you eat. And as we saw, with the few exceptions, Kachim Kalam and Nechol Mishnayom Velay Le'echad, Akachakachra Nechal Liyom Velayla. So here we come back to the Gemara had a brisa. The Gemara of Brisa was trying to establish that fact. When? The Mishnah is in Ezel Makal, which is Talmud Adin. All the Kachakachim are Nechalim Liyom Velayla. The only exceptions to that are that some of them don't have Achil at all, like the Ola or the Chatalos HaPnimas. But if you have Kachakachim that you're eating, it's always Liyom Velayla. And the Kachakalim in general are Shnei Yamim Velayla Echad. But the Tanam are trying to figure out, well, is that true? How do I know that? Why should that be true? What's the alternative? The alternative was what? The alternative was maybe this man really should be. Maybe this man should really be. Why'd the broad the Medrash open? You tell me. What should this man Achila have done? Huh? Oh, okay. So Midrabanan, sometimes we impose a boundary of Chatzos where it's Nechal Lelaila, good, and the Brisa says that's the first block Shas, very good, Brachas Abbeis. And this Brisa, yeah? 2 days, 2 nights. Who says Kachum Kalam should be 2 days and a night? It sounds like a hotel stay. 2 days and a night. Well, why is it 2 days and a night? You have 2 days and a night in between. Why not 2 days and two nights? Why not 2 days and two nights? So let's take a look. Mesve. Let's take a look inside, and then we'll begin to analyze. Mesve. Yapalei nechal avar l'shlishi. Why can't you also eat the kachum kalim? The shlamim, the bechar, the maaser. Why can't they eat it or l'shlishi? Which already clearly indicates, obviously, that or means the night. We're not asking about eating the next morning. We could have, but it's become clear in the brace of, that's not up for grabs. Everyone knows that the chumash says, hanosar yom ha'shlishi bo'eshi sarek. The chumash is clear. I was left over to the day of the third. I brought a carbon on a Monday. Wednesday morning, there should not be any basar left. It's asr to be mosir. You're supposed to eat all up this man. But if you were mosir, whatever's left over, you shech the carbon on Monday. Then Wednesday is day three, and you can do srefas nosar on day three. So the price is v'denu. It should have been that way. Why is that such a good happening? Zvach nechal yom nechal v'sholam nechal v'shnei yamim. Kachakachim are for 1 day. Kachim kalim are for 2 days. Ma lahalon lahalachayam. Just like by the kachakachim, you have 1 day, and then the following night, afkad laila achar hayom. Why don't I here also say that the night follows the day? If I have 2 days, actually, just like I have a day becomes a day and a night, 2 days become 2 days and two nights. That should have been the case. That would have been the din, were it not for the Xeris HaKos. So Talmud Lomar comes to Torah to tell me, no, you reject the happening. Why? B'yom Ziv Chachem Yechel Umi Macharas. Torah says you eat the carbon that day, you eat the carbon the next day. V'hanosar Ad Yom HaShlishi Be'ishi Sarev. Where is left over? Ad Yom HaShlishi. So the Torah wanted to know, why do you say Ad Yom HaShlishi? It sounds like they don't spell it out, but presumably they're bothered. That's like an awkward phrase in the Yeshiva. No, sir, b'yom ha'shlishi. So, ba'od yom. So, ad yom sounds like ba'od yom. Well, it's still day. Ba'od yom u'necha u'necha ar l'shlishi. The second day, Tuesday, Yushechta Monday, still eat a Tuesday day, but not Tuesday night. That's the way ar l'shlishi. That's no good. Ad yachal yisarv miyad. The Gebraisa says, well, once you've established that you can only eat it l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, you have the second day, but not the following second night. So once you cannot eat it on Tuesday night, so then, now the next question is, when do you do Srefas Noser? Yachal Yisarif Miyad. So then maybe you should be able to burn it right away on Tuesday night. Why do you have to wait till Wednesday morning? Vidinu, invite to, once again, the price is the same style. Let me explain to you why this is such an appealing happening. The dinu would make a lot of sense. It's very logical to say that you could do. Now that you establish that you're not allowed to do achilas hakarban on the second night, so then it should follow you allowed to do srefas nosa on the second night. Why? The dinu zvachem nechal liyom v'layla echad shlom nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Okay, so that's the din. Okay, so now we know that as appears in Mishnah. So malahalon take v'achilas srefa avkan take v'achilas srefa. So we're not going to be able to port, we cannot port over from Kachakachim to Kachakalim the din of getting the following night, because we have a drasha ad yom that rejects that, then maybe we can port over a different pattern. Which other pattern? That by kachakotchen, the zman sreifa immediately follows after the zman achila. Because kachakotchen, you eat liyom v'layla, you shech the kachakotchen, you shech the chatas on a Thursday, so you get to eat it all the course of Thursday day and Thursday night. Says Shua pointed out, Chaim pointed out, that Midrabanan, the first Mishnah in Shas, Brachas Dabe, says it could be Midrabanan, we wouldn't allow you to eat it all Thursday night. You might not be able to pull it all night, you might have to stop by Chatzos. And that's what the Mishnah discusses, whether I'll make a Siyam. And certainly in HaTorah, you have L'chorah, you have the whole night, all Thursday night, and then Friday morning, it becomes no sir. You're not allowed to eat it, and you burn it, which makes a lot of sense. As soon as you're not allowed to eat it, it's no sir, you should burn it. So that's the pattern, that's another pattern that we see by Kachi Kachim. And take of L'achila Sreifa, that right after the Zman Achila ends, the Zman Sreifa begins. So why not say that here as well? Malahal and take of L'achila Sreifa, take of means right after, like take of L'natila Bracha. The Malahal and take of L'achila Sreifa, just like the Kachi Kachim, right after the Zman Achila ends, the end of Thursday night, you begin the Zman Sreifa on Friday morning. I've kind of taken the Achila Sreifa. So you should say here as well. If the Zman Achila ends, you shech the Kachim Kalam on Monday. So you want to eat Monday and Monday night, and Tuesday until Shkia. So once Tuesday night comes, it's also to eat it. We read this Darshan from Ad. So we should say Tuesday night, you should be able to burn it. Why do I have to wait till Wednesday morning to burn it? She said, take of Achila Sreifa. So he said, that pattern we also reject. Also, based on Xeris Akasa, Talmud Lomar, Manosarbi, Besar Hazabach, Bayomar, Shlishi, Ba'eshi, Sarek. The Torah is very explicit that you're burning Bayomar, Shlishi, Bayomar, Tesori, if you have Tesorfo, Balayla. You can only burn it at day, you cannot burn it at night. So that's the Medrash. And now the Gemara comments, with the Gemara, Yahinachal, Or Lashlishi, again, for more than once, you use the term Or Lashlishi here, it's clear. Maybe the night of Shlisha Alma or Urtu and Shema Mina. So far, this is our third, right? This is our third successful Shema Mina. Our third successful Shema Mina, all indicating the same direction, that R means Urtu, which is itself confusing. That R means Lilo. That R means Lilo. But again, in thinking about this Braisa, the Braisa had the same structure twice. Twice we suggested that we ought to make a mamatzinu from kachim to kachim kal. You see a certain pattern by kachim kachim. Shouldn't we apply it to kachim kal as well? And the dinu explain why it's mistaber. And they say, you're right, it's mistaber, but Talmud Lomar, I have a zirat sakasuv to tell me not to use that svar. The difference between the two rounds of this and the braisa, the second one's easier to understand the svar of the tekev l'achilas reifa. We understand why that's a meaningful svara. We understand why that's a meaningful svara, because as soon as you're not allowed to eat it, it's no sir. The mitzvah sreifa is no sir. So it stands to reason that the moment you cannot eat it, it's already no sir, it's tal sreifa. So I understand the svara in that pattern. So memela, I want to, now that I've established, kishen the zman achilas kachakachim, end to the end of the night, and the beginning of the morning you can burn. So it's mistaber that once we've established this man achilas kachim kalam, it ends at the end of the day. So that night, I understand why that's a svar that I would have ported, that I would have shared from kachim kachim to kachim kalam. So svar, take l'achilas reifa. But the first one is that we left off with yesterday. The kashya ended shir with yesterday. The first one's a lot harder, and now you see, looking at the whole braces, sort of stands out a little more. The first one, by contrast, it's hard to understand what the svar is. Why is it so mistaber that you should necessarily get a night after a day? Here the Torah said you get two 12-hour periods. Here the Torah said you get two to three 12-hour periods. Here the Torah said you use a language that appears elsewhere in halacha, an ona, ayin, vav, nun, hey, often means a 12-hour, a day or a night, a 12-hour period. The shayin. Kachim kachim is nechal, will stay onos. And kachim kal is nechal, l'shol, l'shol. So why is it inherently logical to look at it as you get the night that follows the day. And just to explain a little bit the role of, just to push that kasha a little more, a sidebar is in terms of understanding how drushes work. In other words, Hashem HaTomer, you're going to say to me, Rebbe, that's a silly question. It's a drasha. Who cares what the svara is? So if you think that svara plays no role in drasha, I'll show you that it does. I'll show you that it does. I'll give an example from other masechtas. Let's say sometimes you have a kal prato kal. Going back to your knowledge of Bava Kama, Bava Tzia, going back to your knowledge of Parshas Mishpatim. As the Torah describes, Ki itin ish re'eyu kesef o kelim lishmar. In the Parsha of Shomer, I give a fellow kesef or kelim. I give him money, or I give him some tools, some devices, and the psukim begin to describe what the responsibilities of a Shomer are. If I asked you to watch it, and you agree to watch it, so that agreement, that verbal contract, creates a chiyuv shmirah, and the Torah begins to talk about it. If you're a shomer, so what are your responsibilities in terms of how much you have to watch it, and if you default on your responsibilities, you didn't sufficiently watch it, you have to pay. If you claim you did sufficiently watch it, what are your reporting obligations in terms of the shmuz ha-shomer, all the dinim are shomer with it. And again, the case the Torah gives, one of the cases, is that fellow gives kitin yishra'eyu kesef o kelim lishmar. Fellow gave Reuben gave Shimon kesef o kelim. So the Gemara points out, let's say I didn't give him kesef o kelim. I said, I gave you food. I gave you my lunch. Do you mind watching my lunch? I'll be back in 10 minutes. I'm paying you, I'm not paying you, whatever it is. You're watching my lunch. And I come back in 10 minutes and you're gone, the lunch is gone. Oh, you got busy, got distracted, left the lunch, and meanwhile someone thought it was his and walked off with it. So I said, hey, I'm a shomer. The guy said, no, what do you mean? I'm not a shomer. He says, you didn't give me money, you didn't give me kesef, you gave me lunch. Lunch is neither, your sandwich is neither a kesef, it's neither kesef nor a kli. It's not potter. Is that true?
No.
Absolutely not, right? Absolutely not. Because, again, the Gemara works out, kesef o kelim is an example based on the structure of kol prato kol, riba mei riba, but leaving aside the details, the drushas teach me that kesef o kelim is an example of a category. It defines a certain category. So maybe it'll exclude karka. Maybe they exclude other certain things, but they include loads of things. So, for instance, it might say the difference between metaltim and karka. Let me make another suggestion. I'm trying to figure out what category do kesef and kelim define. So maybe I should say it has to be something that starts with the letter kaf. Kesef and kelim both start with the letter kaf. So sandwich doesn't. Now it starts with the letter kaf. I don't know, maybe something made out of metal. It has to be something artificial. If I give you an apple, so apple doesn't start with letter kaf. And unlike kesef and kelim, apples are living things. And unlike kesef and kelim, apples are not artificially constructed. So the answer is no. Chazal, in each situation, a kral prato kral, when the Torah gives a few examples, you need to figure out how to figure out what larger category those examples speak to. So there's always an element of svar. I believe Tosfos Baba Basra points out, sometimes it'll depend on the context, how we generalize the examples into a larger category. But it's always a question, what's mistaber? So it's intuitively obvious to Chazal that the fact that it's Rosh Teva's kaf, that's irrelevant. But the fact that it's metalklum as opposed to karka, that is relevant. And the dinim of Shmira will apply differently if I asked you to watch my bike or my car or my sandwich, which are metalklum, as opposed to ask to watch my house. I left you to house it for a week. So that's shmir and karka, that's really going to be different. Why, again, why are we talking about shmir all of a sudden? To give an example of this key point about drashas. That every drasha always, almost every drasha involves svaras chazal as well. You have to figure out what's the reasonable way to expand it in. What's a reasonable category to apply. So here as well, Chazal are looking at the rules of Achilas Kacha Kachim and we're trying to figure out so how many of those aspects we should assume as much as possible that the deem that apply here apply there as well, unless we have reason to assume otherwise. So again, you can't be yom only one day because the favorites that Kachim Kalam are 2 days. Okay. But within the fact that Kachim Kalam get 1 day, Kachim Kalam get 2 days, we're trying to figure out how to expand it. So again, the second attempted expansion, we understand the svara. Take your achilas reifa means the tree's not allowed to eat it. It's no sir. Even it's a reifa. But the first expansion, Tzarech Bir, what's the svar medaber? Why should I say that a night should I say for all the day? Say, here you get 24 hours, here you get 36 hours. Here you get two onos, here you get three onos. What's the svar medaber? Yeah. So the answer seems to be a Mishnah in Chulin. If we're trying to understand what's the svar that's driving the words of Chazal here, the truth is this is not just a little detail. This is based on Mishnah Chulin. How many of you saw the Mishnah in the end of Parak Osu as Vino? Last year's Masechta, Masechus Chulin, Daf Pei Gimel. Show of hands, who saw the Mishnah? And the Mishnah discusses the following issue. And this takes us back, you mentioned before, that Beis Amar Aleph and Brachas. This takes us back again. That Beis Amar Aleph and Brachas. The Mishnah says that the din of Osu as Vino, the Pesukim tells us. A din of Oso ve'ez b'no. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. You're not allowed to shecht the cow and her child on the same day. Oso ve'ez b'no lo tishchatu b'yom echad. You can't shecht the parent animal and the child on the same day. That's a violation of a law of Doraisa. And there's a perek, a small perek in Chulin, entitled, like most perekim in Chulin are entitled very straightforward titles, Parak Osav has been on. The fifth parak of Chulin, all about the dinim. The ins and outs of Osav has been on. So the last mission, the very end of the parak, Pei Gimel Amen Aleph. The bottom of the page, second Mishnah. The bottom of Pei Gimel Amen Aleph. So the Mishnah wants to know, Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echad. You cannot check the cow and her child on this one day. How do you define one day? One day meaning Yud Zayin. Tes Zayin Kislev? I mean, if I shechted the one cow last night, can I shecht the child today? If I shecht the cow today, can I shecht the child tonight? How does that work? So the Mishnah says, so I don't know, I would have thought that's the way it always works in Yavdos, right? In the Jewish calendar, Shabbos, Yom Tov, everything, the Jewish calendar, the day begins at night. So I would have thought, if I shechted one of them last night, I cannot shecht it today, it's still the same day. If I shecht it today, what's wrong with shechting the other one tonight? It's already, once it comes to Yitzhak HaKavim. Yeah. It's 7 days or?
Is it 7 days period, or is it the week itself?
Oh, so B'yom is pointed out, very good. Shavua Zos, so does that mean just a set of 7 days from whenever you start, 7 days? Or does it mean from Sunday to Shabbos, the unit of a week. So B'yom's pointing down, I could have imagined that Lo Sishchatu B'yom Osav Ez B'no applies to 24 hours. And maybe I could have said, if I shecht, whenever I shecht the first of the two animals, I have to wait 24 hour period before I shecht the other one. So number one, the Mishnah says, that 24 hour period sometimes relevant to halacha, we would call that Me'es La'es. Sometimes the Rosh Hashanah is Mem Ayin Lamed Ayin. 24 hour period. So whenever you shecht the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, can't shecht the other of the pair of animals until tomorrow at 3:10 in the afternoon. So the Mishnah says that the Mishnah rejects Yom Echad. Yom Echad. Lo Sishchatu, but Yom Echad, you can say that means a single day. As opposed to a 24 hour period. That's my opinion, I've been, this is Shiloh, whether it's a question of the day or the span of time. But here the Mishnah assumes it definitely a span of time, and specifically which span of time, which unit, which day. So the Mishnah says, Hayom Holech Achar Alayla. For Osav Ez B'no purposes, the day follows the night. In other words, night comes first and day comes second. Last night and today is a single day. So if you shechted an animal last night, you cannot shecht its mother or child today. But if you shecht it today, you may shecht the other animal tonight. Because hayom holech achar alayla. Normal halachic day, where the day follows night. And then the Gemara explains, why is it such a chiddush? I mean, isn't that the way it always works in Yadus? That's the way it works throughout halacha. And all of a sudden here, you have to tell me, hayom holech achar alayla, we need a drasha over here. So number one, okay, this is a source of Mishnayos for that day. It comes up already at the beginning of Brachas, but it's not in the Mishnayos. Here you have a Mishnah, someone asks you, wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Where this? How do you know that that in halacha the day begins at Tzeis HaKochav, the day begins at night? You tell them the earliest source I have you explicitly. I mean, Pesukim and Chumash, Yerei Gok B'Yom Echad, and Mishnayis, the end of also has been Chum Pekim Lomana. The Gemara explains the reason why we have to go of our way to darshan it here. That's the way it works in all halacha, is because it's not the way it works in all halacha. Hayom halacha achar is the way it works in most of halacha, but there's a big exception. The Gemara says also as the exception is kachim. The kachim halayla holech achar yom. By kachim, night follows day. By kachim, the day does not begin at the beginning of the night. By kachim, the day begins early in the morning. So much so that since the din of Osos Beno is written next to Psukim that deal with karbanas, I could have thought that Osos Beno also works with carbon-style halacha, with a carbon-style day. I could have imagined may Osos Beno also halayla holech achar yom. And that's why the Mishnah went out of its way to say and to present a specific drasha that that even by Osos Beno, it follows the rule of most of halacha that hayom holech achar halayla. But that's very important because so the Rav pointed out in the Shiurim that that's the Havamim here. That's the Havamim. Now they know this then. That yes, it's true. And we've always taken for granted. We didn't even have the terminology. We always took it for granted that halacha, the 24-hour day begins at night, and the technical terminology is hayom holech achar halayla. That day follows night. That's true for 90% of halacha, but not for kachin. It's true for kriyash. It's true for 90% of halacha, including also as beno. In the world of kachin, halayla holech achar hayom. So now we understand what the Gemara here is saying. Yes, there is a svara. What you see by kachin kachin is not merely that it happens to be it's for two onus. You get a day and a night. Two chunks of time. Okay, so by kachin kachin, kachin guy gets three chunks of time. 2 days and a night. No, that's the wrong way to look at it. The more you have categories of thought of kachin, the better you're able to analyze it. It's not the pshat that the din of a kachim, the kachim kachim are nechalim for two onos. No, kachim kachim are nechal for a day, a full day. The day and the following night. That's the 24-hour halachic day of kachim. So then I say, geshmak. They say once kachim probably get a second day time, so it would have been logical to say you get two full days. Just like Sukkot is 7 days. What does 7 days mean? 7 nights and 7 days. Because in the rest of halacha, a day means a night and a daytime. But by kachim, a day is a daytime and a night. So that's why kachim, the nechal for a full day, meaning yom and a layla. That's why it would have a havamina, that by kachim kalim, it should nechal for two full days. Two daytimes and the two corresponding nights. It's not just random, here you get an extra night, you want to attack on an extra night. No! The point is by kachim kalim, kachim kachim are nechal for a full unit of a day. I would have thought kachim kalim also should be nechal for a full unit of a day. So here you get two of them. Shnei yamim, shnei leilot. Kamash malon, but you need to have a Talmud lomer, a pasuk, to tell me not. And the truth is, if you look in Zvachim, on Daphne and Gimel, that was the Rashi that I sent you to, in Ezel Makoman, the first time in Ezel Makoman we talk about eating karbanos. The first two Mishnahs are about karbanos are not eaten, the chatos apinios. The third Mishnah is about the chatos that you eat. The regular normal chatos. The Mishnah says you eat it yom v'layla. Zakt Rashi, yom v'layla, he said, well, because the pasuk says you get a day, ubekachim laila holech achar yom. Bekachim, the night always follows a day. So the Rashi says the feirish, the din of eating kachim for day and night is that unit. And then, Rav Osai, more things fall into place. Not only does this concept of Bekachim HaLaila HaOlachar HaYom help us understand the Havamina? The Havamina of the Braisa, they should have gotten two nights, but it also understand the Maskana of the Braisa, the second issue. Because you had a Havamina, then once we know the only Nachal Sheyam V'Laila Echad, maybe we should say, what was the second issue the Braisa raised? The timing of what? The timing of? Or the second issue, second half of the Braisa? What was the discussion of the second half of the Braisa? Right, when you can burn it, exactly. At the Zman HaSreifa, the Havamina was, oh, I should say, take it for Achila Sreifa, Mitzvah Stavr. As soon as it becomes Asher to eat, it's no, sir, it should be a Mitzvah to burn it. Maskana was, no. The Torah says explicitly you have to wait until the Yom HaShlishi, till daytime. So what does that mean? Now you understand very geschmack. Very geschmack. Now there are two ways to work it out. Either you could say, no. What does that mean? It means that Sreifas Nosa, Sreifas Kachim, is a mitzvah only happens during the day. Just like the whole list of the Gilad Afchav. Shofar is only during the day, and Lu is only during the day, Halal is during the day, and Sreifas Nosa are during the day. Okay. And again, all the Avodas HaKavanas in particular are during the day. So you could say Sreifas Nosa is also a mitzvah by Yom. Alternatively, you could say, no. The Maskana is that it's not fully Noser until the next day. Hayom Holech HaKaleh, that second night, you're not allowed to eat it. The Xeris HaKas, you can't eat it. You shecht the Shlamim on Monday, so you eat it Monday day and Monday night and Tuesday day. The Xeris HaKas, you can't eat it Tuesday night. But it's not fully Noser until Wednesday. Because Tuesday night, in Kachin, Tuesday night is still day two. Because HaLaila Holech HaKaleh. You're no longer allowed to eat it, but it's not fully Noser. The full din of Noser, and that might be the nature of that Xeris HaKasim, the full din of Noser is only going to set in once it comes the third day, and third day is after the day. Or Lishlishi is the night before, that's array the next day, the rest of halacha, but not in kachim. And in addition to helping make sense of what's going on in our sugya, this might also help us to make sense of what Rashi mentions on daf nun. And let's get started. Let's lay the groundwork, and we're going to have to dig in more fully mitzvah shem tomorrow. How many fellows saw the tour inside? Gevaldik. Can I tell us so the Shibai Aleket inside? Okay, also Gevaldik. How many saw the Rashi and Pesachim and Daf Samach Hei? Not yet. How many saw the Rashi and Daf Nun? Everyone. We saw in the past. Let's take a look. Let's actually start from here. Rashi and Daf Nun. We had seen it previously. I mentioned it. We'll get back to this. And now we're back. Sachem Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the very beginning of the fourth parak. Parak Malkam Shinogu, we saw this, we learned that Bezabez in the Sugi of Tanios. Malkam Shinogu, Lassim Locha Barve Psach Merchatos, Osin, Malkam Shinogu Shol Asos, Ein Osin. That's what the Mishnah says. We had seen also the later of the parak that some Tanam held as the Isser Mikra. I didn't do Malacha Arab Pesach morning. Here the Mishnah presents the Minik. Mishnah presents Minik. Some places have the minhag not to malach in the morning of Pesach, and some places do not have such a minhag. And you follow whatever the local minhag is. So Rashi right away wants to understand, why would there be a minhag not to malach on Erev Pesach morning? Ad Chatzos. Says Rashi, Shalom la'asos, the bottom of Nun Amud Aleph, Maseches Pesachim, Kadesh shalom yeitard b'malach of Yishkach bir chametzo, v'shchitas ha-Pesach, the tikkun matzah letzarech halayla. We're worried you may get busy with, if we allow you to go to work, so you're going to get all busy with your projects at work, and you might only be thinking you're going to be at work for 2-3 hours. Oh, I'll go into the office for a couple hours, I'll come back home. Once you go into the office, it ends up sucking up more time than you imagine. You get tired, like we were told this morning in Mesil Zishar, again, the first parak. It'll be tarb and malacha, and then already it's going to go and go and go. It It's going to go and go and go. And what's going to happen? You're going to forget Bir Chametz. And you forget Shechitas HaPesach. And you forget Tikkun Matzah L'Tzorach HaLayla. Okay? So we're worried you're going to miss out on the three things you're supposed to do on Erev Pesach. Bir Chametz, Shechitas HaPesach, and Tikkun HaMatzah. So Bir Chametz has to happen in the morning. So clearly, if you're working all morning, Bir Chametz is not going to happen. Shechitas HaPesach happens in the afternoon. Okay, but if you get too busy, you say just don't go to work at all, so it won't go into the afternoon. And Tikkun HaMatzah. And Rashi explains, what's the Tikkun HaMatzah doesn't have a time limit, does it? It does. The mitzvah l'trochim v'o yom kadeh l'hasev maher. We want you to take care of everything during the day, so that you can start the Seder as soon as possible, once night falls. A famous Gemara in the second parak. You keep things exciting and frailach from the very beginning. You don't want the kids to fall asleep. So if you're going to be busy baking your matzah too late, it's going to throw off the Seder. So then everything's going to start yelling. It starts at 10 o'clock at night. That's no good. So that's what Rashi says. The Rashi explains specifically Tikkun HaMatzah. Because Bir Chametz, of course, has to happen in Erev Pesach. And the Shechita Pesach, of course, has to happen in Erev Pesach. That's the Zman HaMitzvah. But matzah, you can bake whenever. I could bake my matzah Leila Seder also. Again, it's unless the first night of Pesach is Shabbos, the Heter Ochel Nefesh. You're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov Lebo by Yom. And if you eat matzah tonight, I can bake a lot of baked matzah on Leila Seder. For the Seder, Rashi says, not a good idea to leave your Afiyas HaMatzah until the night, because then you're gonna push everything up. What's intriguing about the Rashi, of course, is that he's assuming that your matzah has not yet been done. On the one hand, I could do my matzah baking Leil HaSeder. I could also do my matzah baking like we do weeks or months before. The matzah bakeries, I believe, are start baking Chanukah time. It's just the volume of matzah that the matzah bakeries produce is so overwhelming. I believe by Chanukah they're already baking and putting it away. And it's all going to be used over the course of a Pesach. So on the one hand, Rashi has pointed out the matzah could wait for later. The other question is that I can't do Bir Chametz until Erev Pesach. I can't do Shechitas HaPesach until Erev Pesach. But why are you leaving Tikkun HaMatzah for Erev Pesach? Take their Tikkun HaMatzah a day before, a week before, a month before, a season before. So if you're so worried that you want to be able to start your Seder on time, so anytime you stage an event, you always try to take care of things. Whatever can be done in advance, you do it in advance. Don't leave for the last minute. I understand that Bir Chametz and the Shechitas HaPesach has to happen on your Yudal Nisan. Bir Chametz in the morning, Shechitas HaPesach in the afternoon. But Tikkun HaMatzah, why are you leaving Tikkun HaMatzah? If you're so worried about timing, why are you leaving Tikkun HaMatzah for Erev Pesach? So this Rashi already, with those few words, he's mentioning something that, as you saw, the Tur Shibbol HaLeket, quote more extensively, this was known as Minig Rashi. He was not alone in this, but he was one of the famous names attached to this Minig of baking matzah specifically on Erev Pesach. Baking the matzah specifically on Erev Pesach. That's called by the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Nun Ches. And as you saw, at the open right away, Eimasim L'Sasik B'Pas shows. You only start baking matzah in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's the way they open. Again, just to be clear, they're presumably talking primarily, if not exclusively, about the matzah's mitzvah. We're more in the world of chametz. We get more in the world of matzah as we progress through the Masechta. So there are two different dinim of matzah. There's all Pesach long, you're eating matzah because it's not chametz. Leil HaSeder, it's not just a question of not chametz, I have to have matzah. The mitzvah is a kiyum mitzvah of the Erev Tochlu Matzah. Leil HaSeder, I have to eat matzah. So that's matzah's mitzvah. And that matzah that I'm eating to fulfill the mitzvah, achilas matzah, Leil HaSeder, definitely has rules that do not apply to matzah the rest of Pesach. For instance, asiyah l'shma, shmira, asiyah l'shma, is necessary for matzah's mitzvah leil haseder and chutz laaretz for the two leil hasdar, over the course of Pesach. Again, there's a sheet of the Gra that maybe there's some degree of Kiya Mitzvah Eating Matzah all Pesach long, perhaps. But certainly, we usually assume, at least Minikra did, the fact that I'm having Matzah on the third day, the fourth day, fifth day of Pesach, or for that matter, on the daytimes of the daytime, the morning of the first day of Pesach, that's just because I want to have bread, and Matzah is non-chametz bread. The Leila Seder, Matzah is more just bread which is not chametz, it's Matzah's mitzvah. That's something made for the mitzvah. That's what the Turin of Shulchan Aruch coined for Rashi and others, this idea of making the Matzah's mitzvah Dafka Erev Pesach. So as you begin to see, we'll talk about more tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, the Rishonim relay at least three different reasons. There doesn't seem to be a Gemara anywhere about making that. It's a Rashi. Okay, it's a Rashi and Dafka.
So we want to explain why there's a Shita of Rashi, why wait till Erev.
Correct. So we're going to try to figure out what the Shitas are, what the explanation. There are at least three different reasons given by Rishonim for why this insistence. It recorded in Siman Taf Nun Ches and Aruch Chaim of wanting to bake the matzah's mitzvah dafka erev Pesach, and then we're going to begin to think about nafkaminas between the different reasons, and there are plenty. And then we're going to notice that at least one of the reasons has a very, very strong kasha against it. That is the Beir Agra on Shulchan Aruch, of course, Rishonim said they were not so into this for the following reason, and the solution may lie in our sugya. So we'll pick up with this in Mitzvah tomorrow.